Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We not only gives us four first-round picks over the next 2 years, nothing says we can't use some of those picks right now to go get somebody right now. Don't rule that out.
Cubs owner and general manager Jerry Jones last night in his press conference with the local Dallas media, Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers. He's not using those picks to trade for a real player, like now players, is he?
I don't think so. He's using that's a save face moment, but that's also...
Oh, the mystery box. It could be anything, yep. Lois. It could even be a boat. We'll take the box.
But I don't know why I'm in my impersonation mode right now today, but that's what I'm doing today.
It's just...
I'm just a silly kid today.
You know, look, the Cowboys have won, and they've won a lot. And so, you know, bear with me for a moment. This is where... These are the points where I feel bad for, like, these kind of fan bases. I mentioned it last night. I'm almost 30. I'm 27. Most of my life, I've not seen a dominant Dallas team. Right. I know the stories. I just watched a documentary on it, right? There are going to be so many people around my age, a little bit younger, a little bit older, never seen Dallas be seriously relevant outside of remember what they did in the 70s and the 90s. And it feels like it is getting so much further away from them. You look at teams like Pittsburgh, who probably for most of their history, they're up there with like the Yankees in terms of the most consistent and great sports franchises in North
Dominant.
America. Yeah. You think of Steelers, you think of winning. You think of great teams, you think of Hall of Fame players. And that was for most of their history. Everyone's got a down period, don't get me wrong, but that's most of their history. Now, and it's not even that long ago when they've won a Super Bowl. It's way longer for Dallas, but now
exactly. They're
considered out of touch. They're living in the past. They don't really know what they're doing. All of these things, and that's the Steelers. They, again, have won more recently. They've been to an AFC championship more recently than Dallas has been to an NFC championship. They've been to two Super Bowls and won one of them. No, excuse me. They've been to three and won two of them, Seattle and the Arizona one.
Yep.
Since Dallas has been in the NFC championship game. And yet look how quickly we all flipped on Pittsburgh in terms of how we feel about them. It goes the same way with success, right? Kansas City was always kind of like a middle team in the AFC. They've had their moments. They had their down years. They had their success early. Now, they can't miss. They're perfect. The Bills locally, for the longest time, was they're cheap. They can't do anything right. They're just happy they're still in Buffalo. Now, they're considered one of the most well-run organizations in the sport after off of 5 years, 6 years.
It is almost 30 years.
Yeah.
Since the Dallas Cowboys have made the NFC Championship game.
They had the longest drought in the NFC for that. Everyone else in the conference has made the NFC Championship.
Which is hilarious because, ready? The Carolina Panthers did not. Did they exist in 1996? I don't think they did. Hang on.
No, I was going to say that they may have because they do beat Dallas in a playoff game with Aikman and Irv and Smith. They do beat them in a playoff game. I mean, they're still new. Don't get me wrong.
1995, and yeah. They start with a 7-9 record.
Yeah.
So, ready? the birth of the Carolina Panthers is the last time that the Dallas Cowboys made an NFC championship game.
Mm-hmm.
They won it, but it's the last time they even made it that far.
Carolina's been to two Super Bowls?
Carolina has been to two Super Bowls.
They haven't won one, obviously, but they've been to two.
They've won two championships in the NFC since the last time you showed up there.
The Bills, in a more dominant conference, have been to two AFC championships in a five-year period, in a much more dominant conference.
The Arizona Cardinals, a team that has been known for just mediocrity defined.
Laughingstock of the league or one of those teams.
Oh, or yeah. Irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
They've won an NFC championship. Not only just that,
they've been to a few of them, haven't they?
They've been to a couple.
Yeah.
But they've, my key here is they've won one.
Yeah.
I don't think it's all of them, but most teams have won an NFC championship since the last time you've even been there and won it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone has been there before you now. And it looks like that trend's going to continue. You're also the only team, as of this moment, to lose to a 7 seed. Just to twist the knife further, it's those dang Packers.
Oh, I mentioned it. I can't remember who said it, but I saw Marcus Mosier. He quote tweeted it to talk about it. And it was a guy mentioning, like, the Packers have kind of been there to ruin some of your best seasons, 2014, 2016, 2023. They've been the team to ruin those seasons. They beat you a lot of the times, by the way, in Dallas. The one is Dez Bryant, what is a catch? That's in Green Bay. But the other one is, you know, Rodgers down the sideline. And the other one, of course, as you mentioned, it's the lone 7 seed to beat a 2 seed. It's Jordan Love. And you're blown out. I mean, we talk about those games, Derek, and, you know, as Bills fans especially these last few years, the Bills are perennially the 2 seed. It's the wild card smackdown. Who's the random team that fell into the playoffs? We're just going to beat the hell out of them for 3 hours and move on to the divisional round where we're going to hope and pray they get through that. But the wild card round is, no, we're going to beat them up. That's what's going to happen. Dallas is the lone team that even makes that argument of a 7 seed worth having because a 7 seed did win.
There's even in 2015, the two teams that I picked out of that, Carolina and Arizona, They face each other in the NFC Championship game 10 years ago.
That would have been Carson Palmer and Cam Newton?
Correct.
So yeah, that's 2015 year, yeah.
Yeah, but that's two teams that I picked on.
I think that wouldn't have been Carson Palmer. I think he's hurt. It's like Drew Stanton that starts that game or something like that.
I don't remember.
Oh.
But again, the Saints go to their Super Bowl. They win it. Like everybody has been here since you have not. And it's hilarious.
They're the only ones. 803-0550, the number to call. We go back to the phones. Mike is with us next. Mike, how are we doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys are a mess, man. I mean, I think the majority of the league is looking at this, and if Jerry Jones makes this trade, you know, before the draft and whatnot, it makes sense. But, like, just to trade your best player, like, around this I don't know, like less than a week before your first game of the season is kind of wild to me. But like the most like the just baffling thing to me is trading your best player within the conference. Like if the Buffalo Bills did this, I would like for instance, the Buffalo Bills trading their best player, Josh Allen, to the Bengals or Kansas City. Like that's just baffling to me. I'm sorry. I'm taking less of a value and making sure that this guy is not in my conference because I mean, regardless if they're rebuilding, I mean, next year, if they're going for it, they're going to see this guy. And they're going to see him week four.
Yeah. Sunday Night Football, baby. Sunday Night Football in Dallas.
Yeah, I'm baffled. But, yeah, thanks, guys.
Mike, thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
You mentioned that. Look at this offseason. How many of us actually thought Cincinnati would trade Trey Hendrickson to anyone in the AFC, let alone Buffalo?
The funniest report about the Trey Hendrickson one was, like, they mentioned – two different ways that the Cleveland Browns were out of it. They didn't want to trade anyone within their division. Oh, also not to a team in Ohio. Why do you need to put the second
part
in there?
There's only two of you in Ohio. The other one is Cleveland. But you mentioned them already.
Now, you mentioned the Chiefs, though, as well. Because, like, think about it. The Packers have been that knife in the side, kind of like the Chiefs have been to the Bills,
that's
right?
That's why I wanted to mention is that the Packers have beaten them in the playoffs recently.
This fan base has not been able to handle making minor trades with the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier Worthy put a dent into everyone's
No, you're right. Like
freaking mindset.
Even minor trades that absolutely could work out for both does lead to a level of panic.
What do you mean you traded with the Chiefs? Like, sweat starts pouring down the sides of everyone because you mentioned that the Chiefs and the Bills made a trade, and everyone here is going, I've now soiled my pants in panic.
I think it's totally right, though. Like, you want to get that kind of player out of the best, conference.
To think that you could trade the best player of your team to another franchise that has been the craw in your side.
It is crazy.
And I think about how this area melts down when we make a minor trade with the Chiefs now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah.
That angle has me back on, like, giggle bits.
But to the callers, though, the first point. You could at least argue it. If it was during the draft or around the draft, you would get in a bidding war. You'd maybe get the best price.
Right.
You could even argue, too, because let's say you get 3 firsts from Green Bay and a player. Guys, we hurt them. They might be great this year. We hurt them in the long run.
And I want David Putney just because I feel like it.
Instead, now it's like you can't argue that. You got a 29-year-old defensive tackle who just had his worst statistical year and 2 firsts that are absolutely going to be in the 20s. You didn't hurt them. You've made them significantly better, and they have been a team that has burned you in 3 of your better seasons in the last decade.
You could have made Kevin Costner look like a fool.
Let's go back to the phones. Randy is next up. Randy, how are we doing?
Doing all right. How are you guys?
Doing
Thanks
well.
Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you.
So, Dallas, those poor fans. First in basketball, they lose the best player in the league. Now they lose the best defender in the NFL. Buffalo was in the, was there to take Micah. We were in the running, especially when I see the national broadcasters talking about Buffalo. They missed an opportunity. I just don't understand really why we don't take a shot on these guys. I know you're going to have to spend a lot more now. Look at what Philly's done, as far as their cap issues. They basically, they void a couple years and they push it down the road, so they're going to have a big cap in the, 2030.
Right, yeah.
But they're winning now. They won a Super Bowl. They've been to the Super Bowl. We haven't been there. The salary cap keeps going, higher and higher. And, when you talk to everybody, as long as we have Josh, we're going to have a shot. I feel like down the road we'd be able to figure it out. Yeah, it's going to be high. Yes, it's going to be higher. But you want to win now, so – why isn't it that we don't take those chances? We don't want to spend our money. Is he a little bit too conservative maybe with thinking about down the road rather than winning a Super Bowl, going to get this guy? I know that on defense we rotate our defensive ends, we rotate our – but we don't have a Micah Parsons. You're not going to rotate one of the best, pass rushers since LT.
Randy, I will say this real quick. Randy, and I wanted to be able to ask him this, but I think they have that for a year. It's Joey Bosa.
They're hoping.
It's that they did this already. We don't seem to think of it that way, but they made this move already. They got Joey Bosa. That is their answer to that checkbox. And cap being fungible, maneuverable, I'm totally buying that. It's that I think they made that move. And they think they made that move. It's only for a year, but they made that move, which is why I hate how that timeline happened, because I would have loved to have realistically been in the conversation for the Bills to get in a bidding war. Well, for Parsons, like, I genuinely would have loved to have that happen.
And here, it's not just Parsons, but we've mentioned Hendrickson, like, that holding's over.
Right.
But it's only a one-year deal.
And now,
at 31, he will be a free agent, unrestricted. The Bills will be a part of that.
The Bills will be a part of that, because Bosa's cap hit will be gone. And you also now have a top-tier or high-profile end pass rusher missing.
Mm-hmm.
It's that the timeline of when this Cowboys thing happened, it's so messed up that it went nuclear in a month's time when the Bills moved on.
And most teams had moved on.
And not just Parsons, but like all pass rushers, because Garrett was the first name, then it was Hendrickson. And Parsons, it was in the background, but like nobody really thought of it. You only thought of it to dream. That's the part that, like, I'm not going to get on the Bills about this, because I can acknowledge they think they have their answer. His name is Joey Bosa.
Or internally, Rousseau. I've mentioned I think he could maybe
Rousseau
take that next
is a
step.
Member of that draft class.
Right.
He is toward the end of the same draft that Parsons is taken of the first round. So they may think that it's both. They have the top end pass rusher that you can get from the outside, as well as they gave Greg Rousseau that extension. They think they have their answers. Is that the correct answer to the question? I don't know. We're going to find out together, painfully or not. We're all going to find that out together. But I also think it's that it happened too late.
Yeah.
It happened too late, and it's not just for the Bills, like you just said. It's for everybody. Because everyone that wanted in on the Trey Hendrickson talks, or when Myles Garrett initially asked for a trade in February, and then a month later he stays with Cleveland. Parsons was not a realistic option until late July, when if we did not look at this roster and see a top-end pass rusher, we would have all been up in arms.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, it could have ended with the Bills getting Micah Parsons, for example, but are you telling me collectively that we would have been okay with this roster having Greg Rousseau and then Michael Hoyt being the second option? Oh, wait, he's suspended?
Yeah, so it's AJ Epenesa and Greg Rousseau for the first 6 weeks at least.
And then what? Are we relying on Landon Jackson, who's shown nothing through the first part of his first training camp? Are we relying on Javon Solomon? Like, it's a different conversation at that point, and it's probably more maddening.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock. You're listening to WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.